Hello, everyone.
Get a piece of old business out of the way first. Just the league came out after this last game and said that they made a mistake on that play, on the call, the 3.1 to go.
Good to get one.
Think it was a big deal or not a big deal?
No, we still would have been up.
Yeah.
You know, so we would have had to just get a stop. Yeah. But it's good to get one.
Is Ray in tonight?
Yes. Everybody's good. Ray's doing all right. I mean, he didn't. He didn't go practice yesterday, or didn't even go to shoot around today. So go through shoot around. So he's felt better this afternoon.
Did Paul progress at all over the last 20
minutes? Yeah, he told me he felt a little better, so that's good. You know, listen, they know what the situation is, and they want to play. So we need them, obviously, and so that's good.
Can you just talk a little bit about it? This game came as quickly for you as it did for all of us.
Yeah, it did. I was surprised, honestly. I'm sure Doug was surprised as well. I mean, hell, Miami and Indiana had been off. They're playing on Sunday. What surprised me more was the first four games. You know, every other day, I couldn't have prescribed the worst solution for us, at least. I don't know about Philly, but for us, I was very surprised by that. So, but you know, like I told our guys, nobody cares. You know, you got to go play, and that's just the way it is.
Doc, Philly kind of struggled the second half of the season, but rebounding their post. What are they doing better and differently now?
Well, I just think teams go through stuff. You know, they got out of the gates quick. They played great. They, you know, the athleticism and youth were overwhelming teams. You know, teams kind of adjusted to it. And, you know, and I think it's good for them. You know, you go through stuff through the year, and when you get through it and then you come out on the other end and then start playing well again, I think it makes you a better team in the long run. You know, they didn't do anything really different. I thought Evan Turner started playing more. But really, they just got back to playing the right way again. You know, they kind of lost their way. We lost our way out of the gates, you know, and, you know, we found our way after that. But it just happens to teams, and good teams find their way out of
it. Can you just talk a little bit about your relationship with Doug? His son recruited your son.
Yeah, very close. Doug, you know, we're very, very close. We talk a lot during the season. You know, so these for me, I don't enjoy that part of it, you know, because you're going up against, you know, I was laughing with Tibbs. I said I was, you know, screwed either way in this one. I would have had you or Doug. So in this case, you know, it's just what it is.
Doug, is there an extra sense of added motivation that you guys are noticing from you guys, Kevin Garnett, and the older guys who are obviously?
Well, I don't know. It should be, but I don't know. I know they understand who we are and where we are at this point of our team's run. You know what I'm saying? So I don't. It's not anything we ever talk about. You know, but listen, we're all pretty smart people here, and we understand.
Doc, 10 seconds left. Sixers had the ball. Who's the one guy you don't want to have the ball on their team?
Oh, Lou Williams. But really, I wouldn't want any of them to have it. I'd like us to get it, you know. But Lou is just, he's a shot maker, you know. And they would tell you, Paul, you know, it's just those, you know, guys who can just make shots, you know, no matter what defense you play, always scare you.
Doc, how important to keep Philly in a half-court offense, and how difficult a job is
that? Well, it's hard to do. You know, I told our guys, you know, Philly's Atlanta on steroids. You know, I said the biggest difference is Atlanta wanted to run, but they also believed that if they got in half court, they had Joe Johnson, they had guys. Philly really needs to run. And so it's more of a they're going to force it down your throat thing. And, you know, listen, if it's a track meet, it's not going to be good for us. You know, we got to turn it into a game that we want to dictate. That's hard to do, but that's what we have to do.
Doc, Brandon's numbers scoring-wise are down. I think his shot attempts are down also in the first. Was that just because of the first-round matchups, or is this
I just think it's called playoff basketball. You know, teams try to take away stuff from you. They, made a concerted effort to get out to Brendan. Brendan didn't play as many minutes either because we went with different lineups. You know, and we'll have to find out how this series goes. You know, I would think this should be a good one for him in the fact that Philly is such a great rotating team. You know, they're going to rotate off of someone. But, you know, you just don't know. You know, you get into the series and I think you kind of find out what you think you can get. Well, thank you, everyone.